It is hour number three of the Critics' Choice, kicking it off with Charleston's own Shovels and Rope. The song, The Wire, I like that one, from their forthcoming album, By Blood, which comes out on Friday, April 12th, which flows nicely into High Water Fest weekend, April 13th and 14th, Riverfront Park in North Charleston, where freedom and savings live. High Water, curated by Shovels and Rope. They'll be playing Jenny Lewis, The Head and Heart, Leon Bridges, Hayes, Carl, so many others. We will be broadcasting like we did last year. We'll have the coolest booth. Come on by and say hello. Get a koozie and some CDs. And get all your High Water info and your tickets at 1055thebridge.com. Saw Carrie Ann Hurst of Shovels and Rope a couple of months ago when I hosted the City Paper Music Awards. She made my day, saying she's always listening to the Critics' Choice. A big fan. Thank you very much to Carrie Ann and Michael of Shovels and Rope. Got started with Minneapolis, Minnesota's The Replacements from 30 years ago, the 1989 album Don't Tell a Soul, Aching to Be, which some say kind of kicked off the alt-country movement, which was taken by the reins more so by Uncle Tupelo and Minneapolis's own The Jayhawks, but Paul Westerberg, another classic tune that he wrote, the Mats could do any kind of music. And I always thought that song should be the theme song for Aiken, South Carolina. Aiken to be for their tourism board. Is it kind about an artist and the arts? We'll see if Aiken, South Carolina takes my suggestion. I doubt it, but it's a great tune and a good thought. And love The Replacements. We continue with another Minneapolis band who I like. They are called the Cactus Blossoms, and their second album, Easy Way, came out on March 1st. I like it a lot, one of my faves of 2019 so far. This week, we're going to hear one called Please Don't Call Me Crazy. It is the Cactus Blossoms on The Critics' Choice.